Just in time for summer, the folks at Epic Brewing have released a new canned cocktail, the Utah Margarita. A delicious blend of real lime and agave, the Utah Margarita is ready to drink by the river or in the park. And here's the kicker, no need to buy it at a liquor store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's, or visit Epic Brewing on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here is what Salt Lake's talking about. We are coming up on the 21st year of the Salt Lake City Marathon, an iconic annual tradition wherein a handful of show-offs run a six-minute mile, and the rest of us use it as an excuse to prove we can, could, or would run a marathon one day. So whether you are a seasoned sprinter or literally training to run just 3.1 miles, that's me, here are some tips, tricks, and great local routes. Plus, a very exciting CityCast Salt Lake event announcement at the end of this episode. It's Thursday, February 15th. I'm Ali Vallarta, and this is your favorite local podcast. Shireen Gourbani and Bryant Heath, you are two Salt Lakers who absolutely will not stop running around this town. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be able to really up my identity as a runner.
Okay. Yeah. Bryant, we know you because you have run every street in Salt Lake City. But Shireen, I actually want to start with you right now because you're my bestie. And so you have to be honest with me. Do you actually like running or are you just doing it for the clout?
No, I don't like running. I really started, I was thinking about this. My like running journey began not very late. People can start anytime. But I was not a runner growing up. I was a theater kid. No surprise to anybody. My mom like would always have these sayings about running, like, you know, unless you're being chased, there's not really a good reason to run. Yeah. But then my dear friend Georgie was like, oh, I really want to run this Butch Cassidy 10K, which is down right at the mouth of Zion. And I was like, you know what? I can do it. I could do a 10K. And that kind of kicked it off for me. And so that was of probably 14 years ago. And now I've been kind of just signing up for races along the way.
Okay, that confirms my suspicion that a lot of people get started on a running journey because they sign up for a race like the upcoming Salt Lake Marathon. Is that your story, Bryant?
Not quite, but similar to Shireen, I was a band kid in high school. So I definitely was...
So you were marching.
I was marching, so kind of like running, but definitely more averse to exercise. And I sort of got in the college time frame, where we'd go to the rec center, and let's be honest, I was intimidated by all the basketball players that I on the court, so I didn't feel comfortable inserting myself there. So I just started doing the indoor track and the treadmill, and that's kind of how I got the bug.
Okay. One of the things that I hear often is that running is a great exercise to embark on because it's cheap. I'm over here spending $25 every time I want to go to a Pilates class. Is it true that running is a cheap lifestyle?
I think it can be. There is certainly a huge industry built up around it. But, you know, a good pair of shoes can really run the gamut of cost. I think on the very low end, you're probably talking about $70 maybe for a good pair of running shoes. And then that can certainly go a lot higher than that. But they can last quite a while. And also, I think thinking about kind of like performance wear, you don't need a lot of gear to be out running. So I do think it's accessible in that way. But one of the other things that I really like about it, and now that I've been a runner, I don't know why I get like laugh when I say it because I really do run almost every day. But I think there's something really nice about being able to do it anywhere, right? So on trips, being able to see new cities. Sometimes I sign up for races in other places, but when I travel, like I got to run through Vancouver last summer and just kind of planning to see cities that way is also a really nice element of it. Not that it's not fun to go to a yoga studio or visit, you know, some other exercise facility when you're traveling, but there's something really nice about being able to just run. And actually, on your birthday trip last year, I got to run the Manhattan Bridge, which was also really a great time. So I think it's just a great way to see a city too.
Yeah, and I just think it has just such a small barrier to entry. Like anybody can go out in any sort of pair of tennis shoes and just leave the house and start going around the neighborhood. Like you don't really have to invest in that much equipment or gear to get started. And of course, like any hobby, it can balloon, but then you can manage it as well as what you want to manage it.
Brian, how many running associated injuries have you suffered?
I would say two. I kind of had tweaked my knee one time, and then I kind of had a little bit of IT band issues. But, you know, that's the other thing is like, as long as you're self-aware, like you can take breaks and then also come back to it more or less in the same fashion that you left it. So it's not like whenever you're learning maybe other hobbies and you take an extended period of time and it feels like you're kind of back to square one. I feel like getting back to where you were is a lot more quick with respect to running.
Shereen, if you don't like running, why do you keep doing it?
Because I do like how it impacts the rest of my life. I was running sort of for races or running maybe, I don't know, pretty consistently, but not like I am now up until the beginning of the pandemic when I realized, especially in a shift to, I had a position where I worked from home, I was crawling out of my skin and I just couldn't. There was no way that I was going to be able to get through the day without getting out and moving. And so that's when I started running pretty regularly, like I said, almost every day. But I'm kind of a slow, steady as she goes girl. Like I run pretty consistently between 10 and a half and sometimes 12 minute miles. Like I am not running fast, but I'm running really consistently. I can get a little speedier if I'm working towards a race, but I just really want it to be something that I'm able to do for a long time. And I also just feel like that kind of reset. I'm also really, I live in the Abs, so there's a lot of hills. So often kind of just climbing up to 11th Ave or whatever, it's really getting the heart pumping. But there's something nice about that kind of reset during the day for me that really helped me kind of stay in my body and stay focused. And now I would say I do enjoy it. And I also have dogs. And so that's a big part of it too, is just getting out, moving the animals around, trying to do that in an efficient manner. But I also like walks, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about some of the best places to run in and around this city. Bryant, I'm going to start with you because again, you have run every single street in Salt Lake City. I think that makes you an expert. But Shereen, please weigh in. Where are some of your favorite routes or loops or places you've discovered that have just like, I don't know, that are nice to run on, like wood chips?
Well, what I enjoy doing is just like running residential streets for a couple of reasons. One is I hate stopping whenever I'm running. And whenever you're like in the downtown or Central City area, you're stopping for lights. You know, it seems like every other quarter mile. And that stop and start, I don't particularly enjoy. So what I like to do is kind of like segment off an area, maybe between two, you know, semi-major arterial roads and just kind of crisscross and meander and roam. And then you can have that continuity with not having to pause or stop or break if you don't want to. And then you also have this idea of just like, you know, discovering a neighborhood. So whether that's like between 17th East and 21st East and Sugar House or 600 North and 1000 North and Rose Park, you can kind of like crisscross, meander, and just kind of discover an area you may not, you know very well.
I mean, so if you're out for like, you're doing 3, 4, 5, 6 miles, I feel like that could make sense. But if you're training for the Salt Lake Marathon, that's about 26 miles. Are you still doing that in neighborhoods or do you get on the Jordan River Trail and just like run to Murray?
Well, most of the time you're worried about accumulating mileage in a given week. And so not all your runs will be long. So yeah, that will be the majority of my runs during the week would be like those 4, 5, 6 miles through the neighborhood. And maybe you have one or two long runs where you happen to hit the trails like the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, where again, you're kind of uninterrupted and you can go for miles and miles and miles and miles as far as you want to go to get some of those longer runs in.
Epic Brewing is one of the OGs in building Utah's craft beer scene. But I am most excited about their recent adventures in canned cocktails. First, they released the Utah Mule. And as a big fan of ginger, I have been sipping those for almost a year now. But now, this April, we have the Utah Margarita, a delicious, locally fermented blend of real lime and agave. And they create alcohol by fermenting cane sugar instead of using tequila, which means you can buy Utah Margaritas at the grocery store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita or Utah Mule at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's. Or you can visit Epic Brewery on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. They're open 7 days a week. And this fall, look out for the Utah Cosmo.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shereen, what about you? Where do you like to run?
Well, I don't know if we've really talked in great detail about my deep fear of snakes, but
that is an important caveat.
I know. I really like to run on the trails, and I really have to manage my snake anxiety in a way that gives me a lot of compassion for those who live with kind of day-to-day anxiety, because I don't. But when I get on the trails, man, do I feel it. Like, I have to really calm myself and talk myself through the fact that it's going to be okay. But it's definitely an exposure thing for me. I love running on our trails. And I like that we have... There are a number of points of access to really, you know, good trail running around the city. I really also quite like the Jordan River Trail to be able to just kind of get someplace that's shady. I'm often running through the summer, and that's a nice place to pick up some miles that's typically cooler. And then I really have to say, like, I think for a person who's thinking about starting, when I was starting, I ran a lot of laps around Liberty Park, and I like that there's a variety of terrain, lots of people, more advanced runners, people who are just kind of trying it out. I think it's a nice place to kind of build a little community, and it's a good place, again, to run uninterrupted. And you have the option of, like, wood chips, whatever. Like, there's that kind of diversity, too. I feel like, Brian, one of our first times meeting in person was running Sugar House Park, where you are Bespeedy, so I kept missing you. But that's a nice park, too, because it's got a little elevation change, and so you can kind of get used to those, which often pop up in races, or just, it's nice to practice.
Yeah, I love Sugar House Park. That was actually one of my projects last year for the first 6 months, was I was only running Sugar House Park to see how many laps I could get in. But I agree, it's just nice being uninterrupted. It's a good mileage. I think it's about, you know, 1.385 miles around the loop, approximately, is what I discerned from my experience. And it has a little bit of elevation, couple of hills, always people around so that you can kind of keep pace if you want to keep pace with others or push yourself just, you know, based on others. So yeah, I enjoyed the parks as well.
So if I'm training for a 5K and I do 3 laps around Sugar House Park,
you're golden.
Done. I'm getting a little elevation. Like, I'm golden.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, okay. I think I could do that. Shereen, when you run the Jordan River Trail, where do you like to get on?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing, but I sometimes will run from downtown over and then jump on kind of close to the Fisher Mansion, actually, and then I head south. But I've also done it where I think I've gone down to about 13th South and then head south from there as well. So I don't know, it just depends. Some areas are shadier than others. So it really is about kind of time of year and what I'm trying to get to.
Can I ask you, do either of you ever run Dimpledale Park? Because I ride there and I'm always surprised I don't see more runners, given that it's huge in Draper and it's a wood chip path.
I have run. A couple of kids' birthday parties have taken me down to the South Valley. And I have discussed the great joy of being able to drop your kid and go. And so I'll just put on my running gear, drop him, and then at the ninja gym or whatever, and then head out. And it's really nice. It does have kind of a mix of exposed and shaded. There are some really nice stretches that are shady in Dimple Dell. That is a beautiful park and has a lot of diversity and also really nice elevation opportunities, things like that. But yeah, it's definitely a place where you're going to run into a lot of dog walkers, horses, which is unusual, but really a fun diversification of kind of what you see on a trail.
Okay. What tips do you have from your own experiences for people who are new to running altogether? Because I think I might do the 5K in the Salt Lake City Marathon. I one time did a couch to 5K program, so like I know I can do it, but I kind of didn't stick with running. Mm-hmm. I feel like my chest is going to explode and I get shin splints every time I try and run. But Brian, like if I'm lacing up for the first time, what do I need to know?
The biggest thing is knowing that lacing up is always the hardest part. Like getting motivated to actually go out there, it's something I still have problems with even 20 years later. But once you're out there after a while, it just becomes more and more enjoyable, the consistency that you have. And so that's what I always tell people who's getting started out is it doesn't matter how fast you are, how far you go. It's just that having that habit of lacing up and just going outside and just going at whatever pace seems comfortable, at whatever mileage seems comfortable, then you come back home, the next day comes, and you do it again. And then you do it again as frequently as you're able to starting out to develop that habit.
Yeah. I like the run-walk combo too. I feel like whenever I've been learning, it's like run for a minute, walk for 2 minutes. You know, that kind of thing helps me get my footing.
Yeah. I also think it's nice to get a buddy. Like I mentioned, I think my first race was with my friend Georgie, and we would just go out and run kind of solo during the week. But on the weekends, we'd meet up and run our longer runs, which were like, you know, 3-4 miles. But it really is nice to have that kind of partner system. I think it helps with sort of regulation as well. Like when you're running and having a comfortable conversation, you kind of get to that point. But I do remember the first time another friend of mine invited me to come run with her. I was so nervous because I had really gotten in my head about it and listened to music. And I was like, I'll meet you, but I might need to just not talk for the whole time. It's like, it's so strange, but okay. And then having that kind of accountability to be with somebody and also just to really enjoy outside. I will say another pitch for the Salt Lake. I'm going to run the half this year, but the Salt Lake Marathon is at the end of April. And generally it is snowing now as we're speaking, and I'm about to head out for a few miles, but generally, you get to run in a really temperate kind of time of year here. It's really beautiful to sort of watch spring come on us in these early months of the year. And it's a great time if you're thinking about kind of getting involved. There are so many. I just find it to be a really friendly race.
Yeah. The Salt Lake Marathon lets you register to do 5K, 10K, a half, or the full marathon. For people who might be using it as an excuse to do their first half or full marathon, should they already be well into training or could someone start today? Like, what does that look like, the run-up?
I think it really depends on kind of where you're at in terms of if you are a consistent runner or not. My training schedule started last week, I think. So I'm just beginning to add the mileage on the weekends, but I am running the half. I think for the full or the half, you probably should have been sort of thinking about that already. But I don't know, Brian, what do you think? I think 5K, 10K, you can jump in.
Absolutely. And I think like it's important too, when you jump in, have in mind like tiered goals based on maybe where you're at currently. It just like, when I see people who finish and are kind of like disappointed, it like takes a little bit out of me because I'm like, it doesn't matter. You finished. That's an amazing job. And so have an idea like finishing first goal. Okay, maybe have a time idea of where you want to finish as your second goal. And maybe like push yourself to a PR for a third goal. But having that kind of managing expectations about, hey, you're doing a race. That's amazing. Even if you don't finish the race, the fact that you like trained hard to get to that point is amazing. And you should kind of celebrate those kind of wins too.
Yeah. Are there any upcoming races in other parts of the state that you all recommend or that you've been kind of dying to jump into?
I will tell you one that I'm super excited about signing up for is I want to do the St. George Marathon. I read Meg Walter's piece in the Deseret News last year, chronicling her adventures of running that race, the highs and the lows. It was a very humorous piece. I enjoyed it thoroughly. extremely accurate with how it is with marathon running. Ever since I read that piece, saw her photos, and kind of tagged along on her journey with respect to training and actually participating in that race, it kind of lit me a fire. It's like, I think I might do that this year.
You're not going to do the whale-a-thon, the 26 miles, however many laps around the whale?
Also intriguing, but for other reasons, yes.
Yeah. So I've been lucky to run around our state quite a bit. I've done the Ogden half, Monument Valley half. Snow Canyon is a huge hit for me. That's a beautiful run. I would say there's one that I just had to search this morning to see if it came back. One of my absolute favorites is the Moab Winter Sun 10K. And it is, it runs the same weekend as the Festival of Lights Parade that kind of kicks off the holiday season. And I know that, Ali, you know I'm a Grinch, but I really love the Moab Holiday Parade because it's like an electric lights kind of situation. And they put like lights on tiny horses, which is really, really a charming situation.
Also, a very particular sound, a tiny horse.
Oh, wow. What a joy. So that is, my understanding is that that race had kind of gone away. It did come back last year as a very exclusive locals race. And so I'm going to see if they open that up again this year. But it's, at the end of the year in Moab, it's a really fun time to be there and a great weekend.
Okay, before I let you both go, I have to ask. So Shireen, you're going to do the half in the Salt Lake Marathon. People will probably be able to spot you easily because I feel like you're usually running in something electric colored or very shiny.
Yeah.
Brian, you're thinking about it. You've done the marathon in the past. Not sure what this year will bring. But if either of you could be sponsored in that race by a local business, which one would it be and why?
Oh, man. I would say, well, nothing's better at the end of a race and finishing than having a nice ice cold beer. So maybe like one of our local like breweries, like maybe have like TF Brewing sponsor me. And then afterwards we can go over there for a little bit of a brews to celebrate the race. So that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Okay. Do you want something strong? Like you want a Ferda? Are you running for Ferda or you're running for a Blondale?
How about both? Do we have to discriminate? Okay,
yes. I like it. Edward Running Hands. What about you, Shireen?
Oh, my goodness. Well, so this one is also, I think, a real opportunity because of a co-location issue. But I'm going to go with Babies Bagels. I would like to be sponsored by Babies because that finish line is right next to them. And so you could tear across and then somebody could just hand me a bagel.
Honestly, you could slip your hand through it. It would go on like a bracelet.
So I think that could be fun.
And then you can grab a pint of TFs to go too.
So true. So true. I love it. Brian Heath and Shireen Gourbani, thank you so much for your time. Good luck out there. Be safe.
Thank you so much.
We will.
Okay, Brian and Shireen had the brilliant idea to host a CityCast Salt Lake Fun Run, and we're doing it. On Sunday, March 24th, meet us at the 9th and 9th Whale for a casual 2-mile jog down to the Central 9th neighborhood for drinks and snacks. More to come on festivities and a start time. Now, you know I have to send this invite out to CityCast Salt Lake members first. So if you're a founding member of this show, keep an eye on your inbox. We are going to limit registration. If you aren't a member, this is a great way to sustain our work and make new friends. Think about it. Find out more at membership.citycast.fm. And know that if our fun run doesn't fill with members, I will share details and registration links in a future episode and in our Hey Salt Lake newsletter. That is all for us today here on CityCast Salt Lake. We will be back tomorrow morning with more from around this city. Bye.